The time is 6:37. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, says the next wave of Syrian refugees to be offered sanctuary in Britain will arrive in the next few days. Mrs. May told MPs yesterday that preparations to resettle 20,000 Syrians over the next 5 years were progressing at pace. Meanwhile, there's a migrant solidarity march taking place later on, starting from the Royal Academy of Arts and ending up in Stratford. It's an 8.5-mile march. It's led by the artists Ai Weiwei and Anish Kapoor, and it's in support of the 60 million refugees across the world. Well, joining us now is Sonia Jerick-Kane, who is the Director of Refugee Action Kingston. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I suppose the first thing is that at least everybody in the country now knows about the plight of these refugees.
Yes, although I still find that people don't know the difference between asylum seeker, a refugee and a migrant. And I think that that is extremely important because people still talk about refugees as migrants, asylum seekers as migrants.
Although I suppose fundamentally they all are, aren't they? If you want to leave someone, go somewhere else.
Yes, but there is a danger of then people talking about illegal migrants, economic migrants. Some charities talk about the vulnerable migrants. So there is a huge confusion, and we need to be talking about people who are escaping from war and persecution, risking their lives and lives of their children to come to this country.
Except that I suppose you could say that some are escaping perhaps not the Syrian war, but they're escaping other issues in their own countries, and therefore they would consider themselves to be refugees too. And that's where it all gets a bit muddy, isn't it?
Yes, it does get muddy. However, this is another thing that we are now, and of course that's a positive thing, that the public has woken up, the public has realized what is going on and wants to help. We have had fantastic local residents, and not just in Kingston, but surrounding areas, coming to us and saying, here is my flat, how can I host a refugee? But at the same time, people are now just willing to talk about Syrian refugees. In Kingston, we have 1,800 clients on our books, registered with our charity, and not all of them are Syrian refugees. There is crisis in the country about properly looking about those refugees who already are in the country. So the question of refugees in the UK is much larger than the topic that we're only talking about now.
And when we take a look at this in the broader context then, it isn't just obviously places that are currently having problems. It may be the after effects of previous wars or previous problems that people are still feeling. And that can often open old wounds and grievances, can't it? Which is why people, you know, to people reading from the West, you might think, well, there's, you know, we're being told there's peace in this particular country. That's not necessarily the case on the ground.
No. So, yes, the lack of knowledge, or as we say, little knowledge is a dangerous thing. People don't know enough about what's happening in the countries, where people are coming from. Sadly, some of the people who work for the Home Office and make decisions about people's lives don't know enough about the countries where the wars are happening and where atrocity is happening. Some of them haven't got the time, are not... you know, they're not paid well enough to be looking into cases carefully. Decisions are made about people's life once they're already here that are not right. Number of times you can appeal now against a decision about your asylum case is limited. So,
what
as
do
I
you
say,
think should...
the crisis is in the country as well.
What do you think should happen? Do you think we should just open the doors and say, welcome all?
Well, initially, I think we should have a strategy, something that has been missing in this country for many, many years. We should have a national strategy about how we look after people once we let them in the country.
I suppose that's the problem, though, isn't it, Sonia? When you say once we let them into the country.
Sonia,
once people actually, some people actually arrive here, we haven't so much let them in, they may have arrived here fleeing, as we know, dreadful, god-awful things. So it's not really we've allowed them in, they've chosen to come here and then they stay.
Well, they've chosen to come here because, again, I'm saying they are fleeing persecution.
No, but I'm saying you say we need a strategy when we've let them in. Often we haven't let them in, have we?
Well, everybody has the right to claim asylum if they're escaping persecution. So we have to let them in if they come to this country and they're claiming asylum. Yes, because it's their human rights. So, yes, perhaps we haven't let them in through one of the Home Office schemes. But people find a way, as you have seen with people dying in the Mediterranean, and what happened on the borders of Serbia and Hungary last night, people find a way, if they're desperate and escaping persecution, to come in. And can you blame them for that? Would you not do the same if your child was suffering somewhere?
In fact, I was very heartened to learn this morning there was that dreadful case of the Hungarian camera woman who tripped up a father trying to get across the border with his child in his arms. That man's now been offered a job and a home in Spain, which I think is one of those small shafts of sunlight in this dreadful, sorry saga.
We had a resident of Richmond phoning me yesterday in the office, absolutely frustrated because of the scheme that our leader in Kingston, leader of the council, wants to introduce in Kingston, which is hosting 50 Syrians in Kingston. The conditions that Home Office is imposing are restricting. So, for example, all the homes have to be completely empty. So you can't offer a room if you have a five-bedroom house in Kingston. So this lady was phoning me saying, I'm willing to buy a property in Kingston to host a refugee if that's the if that's the problem. So, yes, people are now willing to help, and why impose measures that are going to prevent them? So obviously there are homes, there are people who are willing to help. But as I say again, a strategy needs to be developed to allow and enable all this.
Sonia Jarrett-Kane, thank you very much. The Director of Refugee Action, Kingston.
BBC London 94.9 at 6:43. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Paul Ross, and Penny Smith. And the Prime Minister this morning is calling for universities and colleges...